Julie Courtney Sullivan is a young journalist at the New York Times. She was born in 1982 in an Irish Catholic family and she is still alive. She wrote a lot of articles about women's situations in her era in the famous newspaper The New York Times. She is a novelist too and wrote her first novel in 2010, Commencement. Her novel is a feminist novel which talks about the experiences of four students in Smith College, which was her school when she was a teen. She wrote a second novel just 1 year after her success with Commencement. Her second novel, called Maine, talks about four women of different ages. Alice, the oldest, is 80 years old and is prepared to spend her last year in her house in Maine. She was an ex-Irish immigrant and all her stories are written in this house. She never tells this one secret to her daughter and granddaughter. Her third novel was written in 2013 and called The Engagement. In this last novel, she writes a story through time, beginning in the 1950s, in a factory where people create a slogan about marriage. She talks after in 1972 about a woman called Evelyn who was married for 40 years to her husband and learned of the decision of her son to divorce his wife. In 1987, she talks about James, a man who wants to give to his wife the ring he never could buy for them. In 2003, Delphine falls in love with one of her clients who buys a violin in her store, but she is married. She leaves her husband to be with her client and go to the USA with him. Finally, in 2012, the story of Kate is told to the readers. Kate doesn't want to be married to someone, but she is in a relationship. When her cousin announces to her that he wants to marry with his boyfriend, she learns he is homosexual at the same time, she can't believe it and it finishes by losing the ring from their marriage. G. Courtney Sullivan talks about the woman's situation and the evolution of marriage since the 1950s in her third novel. She is really concerned about this situation because she is a feminist and recognizes herself in the book. She wrote an article in New York Times in 2006 called Modern Love. I will present an extract of The Engagement. Early on, even as far back as high school, Kate was distrustful of marriage. The popular perception was so sad and discouraging, so everybody loves women. After the divorce, her father started reciting a Rita Rudner quote whenever the subject came up. Men who will have a past here are better prepared for marriage. They've experienced pain and both jewelry. Each time he said it and loud, Kate felt seriously ill. The fall of her sophomore year at UVM, she took a class called The History of Marriage, in which she learned that historically speaking, marriage wasn't about love at all. It was essentially a business transaction.